Well, they've been confirmed, George. Of course, you don't know until you see these people alive, but thank God we expect to see them alive here in the next 24 hours, probably early tomorrow morning, U.S. time, which will be later in the day, of course, in Israel. But look, George, we have to remember this is a remarkable achievement from an administration that really chose a non-conventional path to diplomacy. And I think that's the major takeaway. The President of the United States instructed Marco Rubio, Jared Kushner, Steve Witkoff, he said, get a deal done. Talk to the Gulf Arab states. Talk to Israel. Find where there's common ground here. And actually, let's go and find a way to get it done. And because of that, we are on the cusp of true peace in the Middle East, really for the first time in my lifetime. Certainly, these 20 hostages are going to come home to their families, George. I think this is a great moment for our country. Our country should be proud of our diplomats who made this happen. It's really a great moment for the world, too, which is why the president's going to go over there and celebrate with these hostages. But it's a great thing, and I'm very excited about it. George, so that story is actually misreported. We already have troops at Central Command. We've had them for decades in this country. They are going to monitor the terms of the ceasefire. That's everything from ensuring that the Israeli troops are at the agreed-upon line, ensuring that Hamas is not attacking innocent Israelis, doing everything that they can to ensure the peace that we've created actually sustains and endures. But the idea that we're going to have troops on the ground in Gaza, in Israel, that is not our intention. That is not our plan. There was a bit of a misreporting there, but we are going to monitor this piece to ensure that it endures. The other piece of good news that's been underreported, I think, George, is that Indonesia and a number of other majority Muslim states, they've actually offered to send ground troops to Gaza to ensure the necessary peacekeeping takes place. That's not something the United States is going to be expected to do. That's something the Muslim world is going to step up and do. And that, again, is because of the Trump administration's diplomacy.